Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Friday, August 18th, 2017. I am Richie Ferrer, and here are your headlines. Dr. Irvin Andre's book releases get raving reviews at Pongkase Press 25th anniversary celebration. Region on alert over the spread of red eyes. And Spanish police kill suspects in second attack after 13 die in Barcelona. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. More details coming up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
In news this morning, Tropical Storm Harvey formed last evening near 408 miles east-southeast of Dominica. A tropical storm watch remains in effect for the island. Harvey is expected to generate cloudiness, showers, thunderstorm activity, and winds gusting up to tropical storm strength across the area throughout Friday. On the forecast track, Harvey should move through the Windward Islands and into the Eastern Caribbean Sea on Friday. Persons in areas prone to flooding, landslides, and falling rocks are advised to be extremely vigilant and to exercise caution as flash flooding and winds gusting to tropical storm force are possible today. People with interests in Dominica and the Lesser Antilles should continue to monitor the progress of this particular system. Moderate to rough seas are expected during the next 24 hours, with seas peaking near 12 feet. A small craft warning is in effect due to rough seas and high winds. All users of the sea are advised to exercise caution and do not venture far from port. The Disaster Management Office, ODM, has advised the public to keep informed on the prevailing weather situation and exercise due caution all day, today, Friday. An area of low pressure currently located 470 miles east-southeast of Dominica is expected to become a tropical cyclone by tonight. A tropical storm watch was issued for Dominica yesterday, Thursday, at about 11 a.m. The public is advised to be mindful of local hazards that are likely to occur during the passage of this system, including gusty winds up to tropical storm strength, rough seas, flash flooding, landslides, and falling rocks, and ensure that low-hanging branches do not pose a danger to your property. Be mindful of flying debris. All users of the sea should exercise caution and pay attention to updates provided. Small craft operators should not venture far from port. Sea bathers should stay out of the water. Persons along low-lying coastal areas should be on the lookout for possible flooding from seawater intrusion and be ready to move to safer grounds. Be reminded that the grounds are saturated due to the rainfall over the past few days. Do not attempt to cross flooded roads or rising waters, and be cautious when crossing bridges or using vulnerable roads. Persons living near riverbanks, ravines, and waterways should be extremely vigilant and ready to take action at short notice. Residents should continue to listen to reports issued by local authorities. Additional information may require further action. In more news, in celebration of the 25th anniversary of the Pongkase Press, Dr. Irvin Andre released two books on Wednesday at the Fort Yong Hotel. Dr. Andre gave a public lecture on his most recent book titled A Century of Dominican Football and another, Strangers Insufficient, British West Indies in Curaçao, 1943 to 1963. Andre says his books are specifically designed to chronicle important times in Dominica's and other countries' history.
So So the purpose of writing those books is basically to chronicle, to document two important aspects of Dominican history. And in terms of my motivation, I was a very modest football player. In fact, that itself is an exaggeration. But I had a brother who excelled. He was a captain of the Dominican team. He also played, represented Dominican cricket and so on. And he was, at least by all accounts, quite an accomplished footballer. So at least I was inspired to record his story and that of so many other Dominicans. With respect to Curaçao, my parents were among those who migrated to Curaçao in the 1940s. Indeed, I was born in Curaçao. And what happened is that we returned to Dominica, as so many others, in the early 1960s. I went back to Curaçao for the first time in 2012. And I was really surprised at the stories I heard from Dominicans who still live there about the experiences of British West Indians in Curaçao during the 40s and 50s. And I felt that there was a dire need to record that information, that experience, and to show what these folks went through, the obstacles they had to deal with, and despite those obstacles, the success they made of their lives. So I had a personal interest in writing the book on Curaçao. And with respect to football, I also had a personal interest, but I felt that Dominican, all aspects of Dominican life should be recorded to give future generations a window into the past.
Accomplished author Dr. Irvin Andre launched two new books on Wednesday evening and gave a public lecture on his most recent publications entitled A Century of Dominican Football and Strangers Insufficient, British West Indians in Curaçao, 1943 to 1963. The occasion was also used to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Pawcassé Press, which was founded by Dr. Irvin Andre and attorney Gabriel Christian in 1992. Chairman of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston, is encouraging Dominicans to purchase the books and embrace the practice of reading. The books can be purchased at EC $25.
We also remember Irvin Andre, congratulate him and wish him well. And we want to just say to the Dominican people that reading is very important. We have to read more. We have to find the books. I think he said it would be at Jay's and some other places. Find the books, and I think the price sounds reasonable. $25 per book, so you go out there and you buy the book, because it is good to know where we came from, where we are, and where we intend to go, because without your history, you are most likely to make mistakes going forward. And we need to know the persons who have struggled before to pave the way for us.
A call is being made to the government of Dominica to establish its own ferry service to serve the Caribbean market. Former government minister and hotelier Atherton Mate wants government to be more innovative as it relates to access and travel to and from Dominica. Mate believes the government is too fixated on air travel.
We have to get away from our complete focus on air travel. You know, we really have to address the business of ferry, passenger ferry services, home-based passenger ferry services, you know, in addition to improving our air access. I mean, lots of people are comfortable traveling on safe ferries. Thousands of people come to Dominica on ferry, but the ferry service doesn't belong to us. We really need home-based ferries so that ferries can arrive here at whatever time of night, so people don't miss their connections and things like that. And those ferries can have entertainment on board. It can be live entertainment, can be pre-recorded entertainment. You know, something that would take advantage of and make use of.
Economist McCarthy Marie has expressed disappointment in the lack of a plan in this year's budget to use education as a means to boost the economy. Speaking during a post-budget discussion hosted by the Dominica Business Forum on Tuesday, Marie said he had hoped that government would take the opportunity to expand tertiary education in Dominica. According to Mr. Marie, one of Dominica's largest service exports is education, with equivalent contributions to the country's GDP as agriculture.
I was a bit disappointed that the government didn't see anything in the budget about how they are going to use education to boost up the economy. Since I'm from the DCSI, you see, talking about services, particularly services export, you would know that one of the biggest services exports we have is education. And you would know as well that it produces as much as agriculture to our GDP. And it would seem that we have somewhat of a competitive advantage in education. And I was hoping that the government would be seizing upon the opportunity to seek to expand tertiary education in Dominica. We know what impact the two medical schools have had on our economies. And it would seem to me that it would be wise that we would steer our economy towards the provision of education.
Next year, Dominica will celebrate 40 years of independence. And to commemorate that occasion, the government of Dominica has decided to celebrate with a reunion. Speaking at the official media launch of Independence Celebrations 2017, Chief Cultural Officer Raymond Lawrence announced the reunion will continue throughout the year 2018. He said the reunion committee will soon reveal the activities planned for this significant year in Dominican history.
I wanted to take the opportunity to mention that next year, Dominica will be observing 40 years of independence as a nation. And the government has decided that we will be celebrating a reunion year from January to December 2018. So very soon, God willing, the reunion committee will be holding a media launch of the reunion year activities.
Reunion year 2018 will be celebrated under the theme, My Love, My Home, My Dominica. In more news, several countries in the region have reported outbreaks of conjunctivitis at health facilities and medical practices. The Caribbean Public Health Agency, known as CAFA, is currently monitoring the situation, and we want to urge persons to take the necessary precautions to prevent and reduce the spread of this illness, said Dr. Virginia Assen-Utzberg, Director, Surveillance, Disease Prevention and Control. Conjunctivitis refers to inflammation of the membrane covering the whites of the eyes and the inside of the eyelids. The congestion of blood vessels in this membrane gives rise to a reddened appearance and explains the more common names red eye or pink eye. The most common causes of conjunctivitis are viruses, bacteria, and allergens. Viral and bacterial conjunctivitis are very contagious and can spread easily from person to person. And Spanish police say they have shot dead five suspected terrorists in the town of Cambrils in a second vehicle attack, hours after another in Barcelona killed 13 people and injured dozens. Police said the men were linked to the Barcelona attack, which so-called Islamic State ISIS said it carried out. Police are still hunting the man who drove his van into crowds on Las Ramblas in Barcelona on Thursday. Spanish media have named Musa Ubaker, age 18, as the suspect. That's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Dr. Irvin Andre's book releases get raving reviews at celebration of Port Cassé Press 25th anniversary. Region on alert over the spread of red eyes. And Spanish police kill suspects in second attack after 13 die in Barcelona. The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at q95da.com to view the stories, or click on our podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to the numbers 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.